Hello and welcome to a special podcast going A, where I'm running solo and talking about a bad live action film. This is going to be a special episode because not only am I alone on this one, but I'm also going to review the Netflix film adaptation of, yes, Death Note. Why am I doing this? Well, two reasons. Episode 7 of the show won't be out on time due to some bad scheduling conflicts on our end. And because I'm very stupid and make very bad decisions with my life. Isn't that right? Hundreds of dollars of stuff I pre-ordered between now and December. Anyway, you're going to hear a sampling of my live and real-time reactions to this film, and then I'm going to give my very loose and off-the-cuff review of this steaming pile. Let's get started, everyone! This is gonna suck! Here we go. No going back now. God damn it. 80s soft rock! With a Seattle landscape. Just what I want from Death Note.
Kill me now.
Football, cheerleaders, high school.
Kill me now.
Doing deals. Pay and get your homework done by someone else. Death Note! Christ. This feels like anything but Death Note.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Broody! Brooding teenagers! God. This music is fucking terrible. Well, for this anyway. Spooky logo! Jump scare! Smoking! Wind! Because it's Seattle! There's a book falling from the sky! Holy cow! It's making me sick. Oh, and it's raining now because, you know, it's Seattle. It's always rainy and windy in Seattle. Now everybody's freaking out because, oh my god, the rain! Like they've never been in a storm in their life. They live in fucking Seattle! Generic bullies are generic. That's another cliche. These motivations are very unclear. And this girl's a bitch. I'm just trying to help. I didn't ask for your help. Punch! Back the fuck punch! Yeah, that's good. It's more profane than I thought it would be.
Do you have any idea how much trouble you're in? I'm looking at homework here for at least 15 different students. Are we really not going to discuss the fact that I have an ice pack on my face?
We don't care that you got beat up. We do care that you've been doing the homework for other students. That's more important to us here at Generic Memorial High School, whatever the fuck we're called. We're a zero tolerance school. We're not gonna punish the kid that beat you up because, quite frankly, I think you deserved it. Now get out of here, you nerd. I hate tropes like this so much. Jesus Christ. Morty has a better chance getting with Jessica than this guy does with this fucking Mia, whoever the fuck she is. Oh, there's an apple here. Symbolism! And we're just gonna skip by the rest of the rules, because that's not important. Thank you. This movie was shot in a wide CinemaScope format. Too good for this movie, I'd say. Marbles. Ooh, spooky. What are you trying to tell me, film? Here's Johnny. Hi, Ryuk. I await the few scenes you're going to be in. Scream like a fucking bitch. Really? This dude is panicking. It's like, what? What are you doing? I'll take whatever I can get from this. The apple's been eaten. You're not asleep. Your parents named you Light. I need to go back. Hold on. There was a good line here. Hold on. And by good, I mean what? You all gotta hear this. Somewhere, some manga scanlation translators feel vindicated. There's a girl shouting, some guys laughing. This... You're not gonna do this, are you, movie? Oh, good! Now they're bullying the girl. People got paid to write this! I don't have a pen. Oh, it's a good thing you have a pen. And so he writes the name of the asshole down. Decapitation! Oh, good. How wholesome. They're not really gonna show it, are they? Okay, there's a guy dribbling a basketball. A woman walking around with two bags. And one of the bags rips. The ball runs, a van squeals out of the way, a truck squeals out of the way, and then ladder across the fucking head! Oh my god, how gruesome! Jesus. Because magic, or because movie. And the teacher walks back in, right? No? Well, so much for that. So this guy lives right next to a running train track, and it's always fucking loud. Are there rural trains going through Seattle that I don't know about? Yeah, he was just an asshole. No one's gonna miss him when he's gone. Especially that head.
We should talk about why you're still at school when it happened.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a big deal. I actually wrote a couple of papers and then got detention.
You don't think cheating's a big deal? That who you are?
No.
You named me Light. Who gives a fuck what you think about me? He's not currently going to do it to his dad, is he? Hell. Just reading the rules. A lot. Ryuk! God, say it right. And he just so happens to conveniently have an apple in his hand. Oh, movie, you with your fucking conveniences. Hello, my baby. Hello, my auntie. Hello, my longtime gal. Yeah. Thank you, Willem Dafoe.
More than 2 days leading up to his death.
2 days, your fingers are huge.
2 days, your fingers are huge.
No shark attacks while someone's on the toilet. As much as I love that idea.
Don't give the shark and heal people any ideas now. And so begins the plot point of the original Light Yamato, deciding I'm going to rule out and rub out all the bad people and terrorists of the world. And if it just kept to this premise, the movie would actually be salvageable. As we'll find out. Now we get some 80s style synthwave. Oh, dude got stabbed in the back, quite literally. Oh, never mind, he got stabbed in the throat. Oh, don't do that. Also, where's the little thing about if there's no reason given the people decide of a heart attack? Basic ass Death Note, come on. Well, that was a nice family bonding moment. Who knew all it took was the death of a longtime enemy to bring a family together? Now we see our hero in the gym, reading the death notes, while some girl, possibly Mia, looks on.
I'm Mia.
Yep. And here begins the biggest folly of this film. Turning a guy who descends into evil into a guy who just wants to get laid.
Why did you
even
put it into 10?
Oh. Don't tell her!
I can't tell you.
Good.
Okay. Do you really want to know?
What are you doing, you idiot?
Sure. Okay, then I'll tell you.
What are you doing, you idiot?
Freak out a little.
At this point, I'm just going to assume she thinks he's on meth.
Can see me.
Thanks for pointing that out. 22 minutes in. Why are you telling her this? What is wrong with you? You stupid idiot.
No, don't go. Trust me. You of all people are going to want to see this.
Holy fuck, this is stupid. Hostage crisis in Seattle! He doesn't, Ryuk, you know that. So the scene is a hostage situation. And this dude's gonna die. How does he die? He lets himself get run over by a fucking SWAT van. Steps in the traffic and performs a military salute, is struck and killed. I killed him. Does that turn you on? Does that impress you? Are we gonna go out soon? Jesus Christ. Dutch angles! That's what this movie needed. More Dutch angles. Oh, she finds this charming. She just doesn't have the same dynamic that Misa has, you know? She's not bubbly or crazy enough either. We're here. Let's make out. Jesus Christ. Can I kiss you? You're not supposed to ask. I cannot roll my eyes harder than this. Oh, for love of fuck. Whoop-de-doo, they're making out. I'm so fucking impressed. And cue the more of the 80s soft rock soundtrack. Well, I'm pretty sure one guy decided to turn into alter ego to kill all the terrorists in the world, but went a little loco and, okay. They're doing this while they're making out. This is just so fucking stupid. Oh, God. Oh, they're in love now. We're actually doing a fucking montage. A montage of them killing people and making out and having sex. Oh, fucking Christ. Fuck that line. This movie is getting really stupid, guys. This is getting really stupid, guys. Oh my God. How far am I in this movie? I'm a half hour in. The first act's over. My God, this is stupid. They're just rushing through everything. That he apparently likes Takashi Miike films. Stop it. And should they? Oh, and L's here now. That's cool. Ew. I did not need to see that shot of the guy with his junk off. Holy crap, Masioka. Franklin from Scrubs. This whole scene feels very stereotypical Shinjuku, and I'm not sure if I like it. Why is he eating candies that are laced with insulin? Why are they drugging him? I could be doing so many more things than watching this fucking movie. I'm doing this for all of you!
Appreciate what I do for you.
So the same can be said about God. His office is trash. His whiteboard says, "Eat shit." My card. It only says what's hard. Yes, I know. I'm very eccentric. He's doing our job for us, and we can't have that. We have to not do our job. We can't help him do our job while we're sitting around not doing our job. Because that worked the first time. Oh, 4chan. Oh my god, Netflix fucking crashed on it. Oh. Netflix crashed, probably because it had to update. Maybe that's a sign I should take a break. Whatever, I'll keep it rolling. Ooh, you saw fucking bullshit, man! Don't fucking believe it.
1 hour later.
Oh, they're passing notes. How cute. Oh, we're back to the 4chan site. Okay. And they're actually going to this place at school. Wouldn't that be considered a blocked website? This isn't charming! This isn't romantic either! I haven't seen the anime in forever and a day, but I'm pretty sure Light and Meast didn't bang. Or if they did, it was probably, you know, off camera. I don't like the way L chews. It's very bothersome. It's very loud, too. I feel as though the writers thought this would be quirkier than it actually ended up being. This Turner guy is such an unlikable asshole, my god. Face to face. Very short. Who does this guy think he is? least we got Willem Dafoe to make things better. That's a smart thing they did there. Cover up the face and not giving out a name. That's smart. That's a smart little detail.
Either way, we will gain valuable
information. That's pretty much all the credit I can give this movie, though. Well, that was important. Not... really stupid.
I'll see how they can prove it. I think we just
was, but they would definitely know what happens when you fuck with Kara.
I can't believe you're saying this.
I can't believe this movie's still going on.
Kara has been strangely inactive.
He just came from the field office. Double keep surveillance on all the potential.
Heart attack!
Assistant Director Polo's dead. Heart attack just now. We need to contact every FBI agent on the team.
This is Rex.
Agent Rex, your team has been compromised. Drop what you're doing and get to the nearest hospital. Right now.
And dead. Nope, not dead yet. They're just walking around like zombies. Walking up to the roof. What's with the 80s music? What in the hell? And yeah, they just walk off the roof like zombies. Splat. They're just saying this on a stairwell. People can hear you too, you know.
Dreyfus causing you a yellow girlfriend. Let me find in a new home. We'll be free of each other.
I'm not going to give the note to you or anybody else. If you fuck with me again, I'm going to put your name in it.
Ha! Rookie mistake. R-Y-U-K. It's not hard to spell.
Fuck here, it really is. Cold-blooded murder of a dozen FBI agents. She played Barry's true nature. Here is a cowardly criminal fuck.
Cold-blooded murder. Dude, they ran... They walked up a fucking rooftop. That's not murder. That's assisted suicide. If only we had that kind of leadership in our government.
Are you out of your mind? It's our fucking dad!
Yeah, and you just dare us to kill him on live television!
Wow, you're both unlikable assholes! Holy shit! Okay, I now want you to lose, you fucking asshole. Both of you. Suddenly, dad hug. And... yeah.
God, this movie's fucking terrible. Came up pretty quick, didn't you?
Nothing's gonna change once I wake up.
Well, that's not my real name, but I'm sure you're painfully aware of that.
Yeah. Well, at least he got all the outlet mannerisms down, the way he sits, the way he's sort of a little off the rails. I don't do check. Only checkmate. The fuck kind of writing is that?
Like, you know that as well as I do. There are no draws in this game.
Okay then, that was an interesting little back and forth. Oh, bullshit. What the fuck is this doing in my Death Note movie?
I love you.
Ah. Who wanted a young adult romance angle in a fucking Death Note movie? Who, I say? Who? Ah. There's a time and a place for romance schmaltz, and this is neither the time nor the place. And you officially turn into the bad guy here, Turner! This movie has the fucking narrative structure of a walnut. That doesn't make sense, I know, after this is movie. If you're 555, I'm 666.
He dies.
You didn't say how he dies.
It doesn't matter. It's dealer's choice.
What?
Huh? Up to this time.
That meant something? I don't know. Oh, good. They're having dinner together. Now we're in New York because, hey, upstate New York, that's relevant, right? Winter Dance. I wonder if that's going to come up later. Creepy ass imagery. Because why the hell not? Just throw things at the wall, see what sticks. And Ryuk is here too, because reasons. Oh, good. Dancing with In Excess. Oh, my God. Oh, they're flipping off the camera. I hate you. I guess he's just gonna wing it after all. Or not.
Right now, okay?
Too late. Well, an innocent man has a die. Fuck you, Turner. Oh, not this fucking song! What even is this movie? Oh, Mia's dancing with somebody else. Oh my God. Now he just sort of pushes the guy out of the way. I don't understand this! Why? Why do we need this angsty teen romance bullshit in a fucking Death Note movie? I'm pretty sure that's not how it works, but hey, whatever movie, I don't fucking care anymore. Can I just want both of these people to die in painful, miserable ways? That's how I feel. Fuck both of them. Oh boy, L has a gun now. He's pissed. I have to take breaks in order to keep my sanity.
Two hours later.
Chase is on. I can fucking possibly care less. Drive slow, drive safe. It's ironic. You know, when the original show was called a cat and mouse game, I didn't think they meant it so literally. Jesus. Got her in a construction warehouse because reasons.
Wait.
Didn't I clearly explain what happened if Montana wasn't safely returned?
Wait, you need to understand how it works. Okay, or you can't stop it. I couldn't stop it. Death can be handed out through a fucking calculus book.
Stole it.
No, I'm not. I swear.
Death can be handed out through a fucking calculus book. God damn! This writing. Okay. Oh no. Oh no. Well, that was fucking stupid. So that's a teenage kid running through a busy street with a gun in his hand. Nothing to see here. Yeah, throw the gun away. Just do that, sure. It worked in Central Intelligence. Why not? Why do you put up with this woman? She's a horrible human being. How much longer do I have this fucking movie? Oh my god. She took the book! Of course she did! 20 minutes left. Just under. Are you fucking serious? He wrote Mia's name in the Death Notes? What? God, can both of these people just die already? Oh good, the fear field is coming down. Maybe they will die. Don't hold on to her life. She's not worth it. They're both not worth saving. Let them die. Let them drown. Kill them, Ryu, please. Let her go. And then you let go. You'll both die. Really? Chicago? Bad Chicago? God. Oh, thank God, she's falling and she's gonna die. This music playing is so funnier than it should be. Yes, fall, die. Crash into 1 million little pieces. And it's all being played in super schmaltzy slow-mo. Oh my God, this movie's a train wreck. Fell into a flower bed, and he fell into the water. They're still alive, aren't they? Fuck. Oh, nope. She's dead. Hooray! And the page is burned. It's symbolic. It means something. It's important. Oh, it was the page of light. So I guess he'll live after all. Oh, he's just in a coma. How convenient. And the guy who picked the Death Note after he fell just gives it back to him. Great. Oh, he's awake. Fantastic. Don't take off! Oh, hey, Mr. Light's dad. That's Air Supply playing! God. On the night of October 12th, for 2 days. At the end of this period, he leaps to his death from the roof of the hospital. Oh, fuck you! You pulled an Eisen with this shit? You planned everything out? Are you... No! No, 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 no. Okay, yeah, no, fuck this movie, I'm done. Fuck this! This is so fucking stupid! Just, yeah, fuck it, I'm not gonna even bother watching the rest of this shit. I'm like 10 minutes left. Fuck it, I don't care anymore. This movie can kiss my ass. God! Mic drop! So, yeah, I didn't like this movie. Not even for a minute. Wow. Just. Wow. Fucking wow. Okay. So. Yeah, this is pretty much as bad / terrible / schlocky as you would expect a live-action Western Death Note to be. Oh my god. I don't think I have to get that much of a review. Willem Dafoe's great. The guy playing Owl's great. Everything else is pretty bad on varying degrees. Light Turner fucking sucks. Mia fucking sucks. That ending was lazy as shit. I don't need to review this. You got the whole thing in the clips, so I hope you enjoyed my suffering. And I guess that'll do it for this quote-unquote bonus episode, so thank you for listening / enduring my pain, and I guess we'll see you next time for hopefully some much better discussions. But, wow, that movie. Yeah, no. Terrible movie. Fucking terrible movie. God. Proper mic drop this time.